Hey everybody, on the Let's Get Into It feed, we have a special treat for you. It's not a new episode of Let's Get Into It. That's not quite in the cards yet, but who knows what the future may bring. For the moment, it is an exciting new project that we would like to share with you. Nick and Tim and I worked on a pilot for a new project, which is an audio sitcom with supernatural themes titled Roommate from Hell. The pilot is out now, as is the second episode. I produced the pilot, which you will find here on this feed as soon as I am done talking. Tim and Nick write the series and will continue to release on a bi-weekly basis on the Roommate from Hell feed. So if you like this pilot we're about to play here, please go over there, like, subscribe, and check out episode 2, which is up right now. This was a super fun series to work on. We did a lot of sound design, a lot of making jokes. I play a youth pastor with a passion for Christly parody songs, which is about as mortifying as it sounds. Serena Berman, who you will recognize from a ton of episodes of Let's Get Into It, plays one of the leads. Nick and Tim put funny voices throughout. The whole gang is back together. I really think you will like this. Please give it a listen, and we will see you again on this channel someday, so don't despair. Now, without further preamble, here's the pilot for Roommate from Hell. Enjoy.
Recorded live in Citri's Love Den, this is Roommate from Hell.
Okay, that's the last of the large boxes. Thanks, B.
No problem. Welcome to your new home. Oh, sorry I left all this clutter. I've just been swamped at the bar.
Oh, geez, no, please. This place is crazy beautiful. Whoops, don't trip over that.
Infrequent toiletries, A through L. You're so organized.
Thank you. Yeah, I used a variation of the life-changing magic method where you don't get rid of anything.
Oh my god, what's in that? Rocks?
Yes, this is my collection.
You like to collect rocks?
No, but when I was a kid, my dad bought me some fool's gold, so I started a collection to make him feel good. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll get them out of the way.
Oh, Claire, honey, you've done enough work today. Just leave them. They look like a lot to deal with.
This is nothing. No, the real work is relabeling them all and putting them on their stand. It's a real millstone around my neck. Oh, hey, I shipped the millstone by UPS. Did it get here?
So you're keeping all these rocks, what, in case your dad visits?
Oh, he'd never visit. He's scared of New York.
Great, then let's throw out the rocks.
Whoa, could we just do that?
Claire, when you've got me around, you could do anything you want. Listen, I gotta go work at the bar. Did you bring the rental agreement?
Oh, yep. I love how it's so quirky.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Now your soul is mine.
Right? New York rentals.
Okay, settle in. I'll be around the corner working at McFammon's. Come around later. We'll have a drink. I'll show you around the neighborhood, point out the good bodega and the bad bodega.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you. Have you lived here long?
Oh, forever.
Hey, you okay down there?
Yeah, just throwing out some rocks. Thank you. Wow, you just lifted that up with the muscles that you have.
No problem. You moving out?
I'm moving in. With B, apartment 5.
Oh, cool. I don't really know her. I don't think anyone in this building really talks to each other.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, be nice to get a little fellowship.
Well, I'm Claire.
I'm Todd. Apartment 4, so if you ever want to come over, just knock. I mean, you know, if my guitar is too loud or something.
You play guitar?
Yeah, I work with teens. They really respond to music.
That's so cool. I work in data.
Oh, neat.
Anyway, thanks so much for helping.
Yeah.
See you around?
Sure. Don't be a stranger. You know, stranger danger.
Don't put me in a van.
Here, I invented this one. I call it Satan's Fingers, named after...
Best ever death metal band out of Denton. Yeah, I love the Mountain Goats.
Wait, well, what was the first thing you said?
Oh, don't worry about it.
So, hey, I met a neighbor, Todd, from down the hall.
Todd. Very normie kind of name. Like, yeah. Hi, I'm Todd. I eat and sleep.
Yeah, he gave me an idea. Okay, stop me if this is over the top, but maybe we could have a housewarming party?
Ooh, a party? I love it. I have some friends I haven't seen in like 1,000 years.
Oh, we can go all out. Okay, 7 to 9, free beer and carrot sticks. Oh, I have Scattergories and a laptop with solitaire. Is that too much? Yeah, that's too much. 6 to 8.
I'm thinking maybe a little more of a rager.
Oh, Amanda never skips her flixies. And Danny will only come if she comes, and then 3 drinks in, he'll spit up a bit.
Ooh, that sucks. Last week, some guy drooled on me on the subway, so I set him on fire. It's our party. Invite whoever in hell you want.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
What
Wait,
are flixies?
You set someone on fire?
Ooh, wanna do shots?
So when Danny comes, remember, he's not mad at you. That's just his face. Avoid too much eye contact.
Oh, Mother Mary's gaping holes. Paimon can't make it.
Who's that? Like an ex?
No, one of the kings of hell. Oh, hey, it's Sergei. Sergei, this is Claire, my new roommate.
Greetings, Claire. I am Sergei Valovalix, Vampire Prince of Queens.
Oh, right. So sorry. Where are my manners? Sergei, I hereby invite you into my home.
Thank you. Please meet my blood ward, Randy.
Hello, ladies.
I'm so sorry. You know what? Please excuse me. You guys get to know each other. Chat.
Danny, hi. Meet Sergei and his blood ward.
Ugh, I don't even want to hear it. My blood pressure is through the roof right now.
Okay, I'm sure Sergei doesn't want to hear about your blood pressure.
Please, to be honest, I'm fascinated.
Oh.
So, how did you and Claire become friends?
Oh, I wouldn't call us friends. Maybe acquaintances?
Oh, does she know that?
No, but I keep her around to do me favors. Oh god, you don't actually like her, do you?
Ooh, oh no. Oh, terrible. That is so bad that that's happening. Sorry, Mandy.
That is so funny. I get like that once a month too. Maybe we're both werewolves.
Pardon me, miss, but is the restroom this way?
Yeah, right down the hall. Hi, I'm Claire. Are you a friend of these?
Oh, a student, actually. The Eldritch Mother has bestowed upon me much terrible wisdom to aid in my arcane crusade. And my waking life is filled with horrors. I am Xantus of the Crimson Eye. Pleasure.
Do you live in the neighborhood?
No. I live on the coast of Nails in the realm of Clathu down the 77 basalt steps. I am charged with protecting the dreams of mankind.
Wow, what train line goes there?
So, Danny, Claire says you're an astronaut?
Aspiring astronaut, actually. I just quit my screenwriting job. Hey, that couch looks comfy. Anyone got night dibs?
Yeah, what's that anywhere?
And the only way I can quiet the screams is by drilling another hole in my head and putting in fabric softener.
Oh, you would love my friend Peter. This one time he took his mom's Costco card and we filled his trunk with Cheerios. Like the name brand. It cost $70. He's nuts.
Have you ever been interested in trepanation? Your skull looks beautifully thin.
I'm making snackery.
You know him. He doesn't go anywhere without that fucking snake. So is me, him, her, and the snake all weekend.
Fee, your friends are so funny.
Oh, good. They don't freak you out?
Did you know your buddy Sergei never goes outside in sunlight?
I hope not. I'm pretty sure it would kill him.
Claire! Hey!
I know, right? Oh my God, Todd's here. The hot neighbor, the one with all the bracelets.
I'll come over there.
What's wrong? I don't know. Maybe it was the hummus. Does hummus go bad?
Hi, Todd. Oh, good. You found the ginger ale.
Hey.
I knew that would be a hit.
You must be B. I live down the hall.
Nice. How you doing?
Great, thanks. I feel the grace of God today. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, sorry. Hey, Todd. What do you do for a living?
I'm a youth pastor down at Shining Light Evangelical.
Okay, yeah, Claire, can you come over here for a minute? Claire, you have to get rid of Todd.
Well, I thought, like, it's our party and we can invite whoever we want.
Yeah, not a youth pastor.
Okay, so he's cheesy, but we have to be tolerant.
Yeah, but I'm a demon.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be very understanding.
No, it doesn't matter how understanding he is. He's technically clergy and I'm a demon.
Yeah, B, you're a party animal. You put it in the Craigslist ad.
No, I put that I'm a demon because I'm from hell. I waged war in heaven on the side of Lucifer and the rebellion against the tyrant god Yahweh. I'm a demon.
I'm an atheist.
Okay, you just chatted with a vampire and his blood ward. You spilled cheese on the concept of revenge. None of this seemed weird to you?
Sometimes I just go blank and agree to things so no one gets mad.
Oh, gosh, you need to go to therapy. Look, behold my true form.
Okay, fine. You're a demon. I believe you. Wait, did you really make me sign my soul over?
What? Oh, no. There was no magic circle or blood bond, so even if it is in there, it's not like it's valid.
Good.
Good. Fine. Well, look, the lease said very specifically, no gods.
That really wasn't a typo for dogs. It said, no gods. I'm allergic.
Yeah. Well, at least I can keep eating the hummus.
Okay, listen. Todd is really, really hot. Can I just, like, hang out with him in my room? I'll close the door.
All right, fine, whatever. But if you guys bone, do it quietly. If that dude says O-G-O-D, I am burning this place down. And it will be all your fault.
My room.
This is huge.
Yeah, isn't it great? Come here, come sit on my bed.
Oh, it's so soft. It's like a cotton made furniture.
Yeah. So you're a youth pastor? How strict are they on premarital?
Oh, well, I believe my body's a temple, not a Jewish temple. Well, I mean, nothing against them. Well, it did kill Jesus.
Shh, you know, let's hold hands. Oh, I have an idea. Let's just kiss.
Oh no.
Oh, what's wrong? Did I bite you? I have to stop doing that.
No, I mean, I'm just not ready.
To kiss?
Yeah, I mean, you're so pretty and nice. I really want to get to know you.
Oh, say that again, but like slower and hold me while you...
Oh, we could develop a courtship if you could give me your father's phone number.
Okay, or we could just have a super aggressive makeout session right now.
Oh, okay. I think I'm just going to go back to my apartment. It's getting late.
It's 8.
Yeah, let's get coffee tomorrow.
Okay, you can pick me up at my door.
Great. I already know the address. See you in the morning. Bye.
Bye.
Morning, Claire. Still filling the party?
Yes. Your friends are amazing. What was that blue stuff they were passing around? Was that drugs?
Ooh, stay away from that.
Why? What is it? Is it like a potion?
No, it's more of an entity.
Ew.
Yeah, drinking it is part of its reproductive cycle.
Ew.
And trust me, you do not want to see how it comes.
This is all so crazy. You're from hell. Like, you are from hell.
Claire, look, I haven't always been treated so kindly. Usually, at this point, some priest is howling at me and spilling holy water on the couch.
Look, can you just promise to talk to me about this kind of stuff before we have another party?
Another party? Yeah. I promise.
This is a lot to take in. And now I've got the situation with Todd.
Just break up with Todd. Barf.
No, I can't. We're going on a date this morning.
A morning date. Wait, any date. Why?
I don't know. Have you seen his body?
Yeah, it's just a regular body.
It's like what I see at the gym. But I don't know those people.
Look, honey, you deserve more from life. But you have to get rid of Brosif the Technicolor Dreamboat.
Good morning, Claire. Ready for our date?
Oh, boy. Okay, Todd, come on. Let's get.
Yeah, get. Take care of this, Claire.
This place is really nice, Todd. Thanks for suggesting it.
Yeah, I like to come here after worship practice. You know, sip a coffee and meditate on the suffering and crucifixion of our Lord.
Yeesh.
It's humbling to think of the creator of the universe being tortured and killed by the treasure of his creation. And suffering's the key to comedy.
Comedy?
Oh, yeah. I told you about my outreach, right?
The guitar stuff.
Yeah. I sing, too. I do some mimistry. But my passion is Christly parody. Like if Weird Al were saved. I take popular songs and make parodies of them to make the kids laugh, but also to get them thinking.
Oh, boy. Do you by any chance have
any
to
examples?
Go now?
Absolutely.
Oh, but I haven't finished my coffee yet.
No, that's fine. They keep a guitar for me behind the counter.
Oh, they do.
Well, they pierced him and they nailed him. Now he's risen. So let's hail him, our Messiah, Adonai. I'm going down. I'm down with Jesus. I'm on my knees. I'm serving him. He gives us love. He'll never tease us. We'll sing to him. We'll sing a hymn.
Because God gave his only son. La 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 la, everyone.
Whenever I'm alone in bed, impure thoughts come into my head. I just remember what the Lord God said. Oh, I've got some Christ in me.
He sang his entire album.
This is why you don't meet the neighbors. You're fucked now.
I wish.
You're gonna see him in the hall when you're taking out the trash.
Oh, hey, we haven't made a chore wheel yet.
Focus. You are Todd's woman now.
Oh, it's too much. He's super hot, but I'm never gonna get any of that unless we're married. Should we get married? It has been a while.
People stop getting married to have sex in the 80s. We have to force him out.
Fine. Can you, like, could you make him like a fuck zombie?
No, he's a priest.
He's an associate youth pastor.
It counts. I can't do anything. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. This is on you now.
Okay, fine. I will think of something. B, come in here. Look, look. I'm worshiping the devil.
Oh, wow. Hey, this is cute. You know, it's a little appropriative, but yeah.
What do you think?
Okay, do you want validation or do you want the feedback I would give myself?
You know what? Go all out.
Okay. Well, to start, and this is so cute of you, that's a Star of David.
Oh.
Okay, and I do like the candles. Is that vanilla? Mm. And I also like the all black. And you know what? You look really hot in spikes.
Thank you.
The banner is a bit much. And you wrote Satan. Is that supposed to say Satan?
That's how it's spelled on menus.
Oh, shit, he's here. Jesus' fuckable wounds. I have to go.
Hi, Todd. B's just leaving.
Hi, bye. I have to job.
God bless your day.
Why does your shirt say agape?
Oh, agape. It's the Greek word for love.
Okay, Todd. Before we take this any further, there's a part of my life I need to share with you. I'm a Satanite.
Like a Satanist?
Yes, no, that one. I'm a very devout worshiper of the devil, of all the devils. And it's very important to me, so, you know, this can't work.
Oh, Claire.
No, I know. I'm an unrepentant sin doer. I'm too far gone.
No, Claire, you're never too far gone. The power of Christ, anything is possible. I'm going to call my army.
You have an army?
Anointed, reigning, mighty youth. That's our youth group. That's the teens.
Okay, please don't bring teens into my apartment.
We're going to wash a wave of prayer on you.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work. I am hardcore for Satan.
Nope. I'm not going to sleep until we've saved you, Claire. You might be hardcore for Satan, but I'm hot for Jesus. And my hot teens and I are going to be all over you.
raising prayer. God is listening.
Lucifer's Harry Horn, how long have they been doing this?
2 days.
I'm going back to hell. I'm going back to hell.
Let's just move far away forever.
Come on, I just got my bedroom the way I like it. It took me a century.
You're right. We'll never be this close to the good bodega again.
It's a really quiet residential block, and I can walk to work.
Can we just tear the building down around us and wait till they put up condos?
That'll break the rent control.
Okay. We're in a reversed exorcist situation here.
Mm-hmm.
How did they beat the demon in that?
Okay, the priest made the demon possess him, then he jumped out the window and killed himself.
So we figure out how to get him inside me?
Claire! That's not happening. The point is, the demon got what it wanted. That's what we do. We give Todd what he wants, but what does he want?
Well, it's not sex, and it's not money, except for his music career.
That's it!
What, we just get him a music career? How does that help us?
Let me handle this.
We need to talk.
Listen, I read your email, and I'm really into the laying on of hands, but I gotta warn you.
We have to break up. God has opened a path for me. I got a call from a record label. They want to sign me. So I'm moving to Minnesota, and I'm going to record the Christ side of the tune. The Dark Side of the Moon. It's kind of hard to parody album titles.
Oh, no, you're leaving.
How could I leave my sweet Claire steeped in sin? I must complete my calling. We'll have Skype sessions.
No, I feel it. The grace. This news has saved me. Down with the devil.
This is great. Praise the Lord. What an inspiration. Here, the gift of my song shall keep me in your heart for eternity.
Oh my God, where was that guitar?
Strumming guitar with my fingers, stirring your soul with God's words. I gave Claire Jesus with my song. I gave Claire Jesus with my song. Made her a Christian. With these words, I gave Claire Jesus with my song.
Oh, that was lucky.
That was me.
What? But you can't touch Christian stuff.
Back in the 80s, I made a lot of friends in heavy metal. Satanic Panic was great for networking.
But he's not heavy metal.
These guys own all the Christian labels. Why do you think the music sucks so bad?
Huh.
I'm sorry I'm such a high-maintenance mess. If you want to leave, I won't be mad.
B, no. This was the most fun I've ever had.
More than the Cheerios?
More than the Cheerios. I mean, you've changed the game. Oh my God. My best story was about buying too many Cheerios. I'm boring. I am a boring person. I will leave. I'm so sorry.
No, please don't leave. I like having you around. You don't use me. You don't invite me to blood rituals. You haven't tried worshiping me once. It makes me feel like a person. It felt great to have a friend.
Oh, a friend?
Yeah.
Well, you're my friend too. Oh, I had an idea since I'm staying. What if we moved that altar of bones over here? Look how much space we'll get by the bookshelf.
Oh, that's great. I haven't talked to those people in years anyway. And I'll have room for my 7 wings when I'm in my true form.
That's perfect.
Next up is the number one single on Now That's What I Call Worship. It's His Signs by Todd Todson.
Wait, is that radio in the scene or are we in the outro?
God sent in His signs. They say He's real. Did you get healed? And what's the deal? You're a good girl. You'll live forever, be tempted never. He's really clever, did you ask him to be your savior and never waver? No misbehavior will fill you with only power within the hour.
Roommate from Hell was written and directed by Nick Douglas and Tim Mucci, starring Serena Berman as Claire and Megan O'Neill as Bee, featuring Jason Oberholzer as Todd, Jordan Smith as Xantus, Molly Templeton as Amanda, and Stephanie Hsu as Zara the Trepanator. Additional voices by Nick Douglas and Tim Mucci. Roommate from Hell is a Charts and Leisure production with sound design and original music by Jason Oberholzer. Your announcer is Mike Rognetta. Play the episode backward to learn the 8th secret bonus sin.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.